TWA. Can I get a radio check, please?
VWA. KO4NUE.
Roger. How you doing, Chad? I have moved my station from my little shed out there into the house. And I was just wondering how it's doing, how it's sounding.
Quieting. I'm going to assume you're in a bigger room because it sounds like a little bit echoey, but it's not the radio. It's sounds like the space you're in. But full quieting, no issues, no noises that I'm aware of.
I'm going to give you about 5 seconds of dead key here, see if you hear any kind of buzzes, whines, or anything else in the background. Starting now.
KO4NUE with KO4VWA. Just barely, and I mean barely. You have to listen for it. Just a little bit of a... But, I mean, it's not even worth discussing.
Sure, okay. Well, this thing sounds like it's gonna do okay then. I've just got to replace an RCA lead, and I'll have my amp back up and everything else. So, all right, well, listen, I do appreciate it. Are you doing pretty good?
Tired. My wife, I'm having to cut firewood because... propane went up to $4.85 a gallon. So she turned the furnace down to almost nothing and said, you need to go cut some firewood. So that's what I'm doing today.
I hear you, Bo. I hear you. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's good dry heat. What, do you got a wood stove?
I've raised on wood heat. There's no other kind of heat as far as I'm concerned, but I just got a little lazy this year. Might be a little bit of age showing on me too. But I'm cutting.
It's just one thing that none of us admit to there, Boomer. We ain't getting no older, we're just getting that much better.
Well, my haircut the other day, and I saw the hair when it hit the porch, and I said, that can't be my hair. It looked white. And she said, oh, yeah, that's all you. So I guess, I just looked at her and I said, well, you know, the Bible says that's a crown of wisdom. So if that's the case, then I'm pretty smart.
Brother, I just try to get by every day. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off here, and I'm going to continue working on this thing. I think I've got me an RCA cable down there somewhere, and I'm going to see if I can't check this thing out and get a little bit of juice going on the amp I got here. So I do appreciate it, bud, and I hope you have a good evening. So 73, KO4VWA, I'm clear.
KO4NUE, I'm clear. 73, TZ.
Hey, Chad, how's the chopping going?
I'm done, but my back hurts, my neck hurts, and the back of my neck hurts. So, there you go.
You mean you actually chopped all the wood? Which one?
The pickup truck's full.
Chop this, or do you have a wood splitter?
No, I got a wood splitter.
Got it all worked out today. So how long will that, that's roughly what, a cord? How long will that last you?
It'll last me about 8 days.
I kind of grew up, or part of my life, I used to have to manually chop wood. We had two fireplaces, and that's how we heated the house at the time because electricity got so stinking expensive up north that we could not afford to run it, so... I tell you what, I think the cord lasted us maybe about the same, maybe a week.
It kind of keeps me busy in the winter. I try to stack it in the summer, so it's relatively dry when I come and get it in the winter. But I've got a bunch of it piled up here at the deer camp. I've come up here and get a trick pickup load at a time.
See you about that.
We turned the furnace down. We got the gas bill day before yesterday, $4.85 a gallon. So she went down there and turned the thermostat down and said, "Do you want some heat? Go cut some wood." So I'm happy.
I hear that. I didn't think you would be cold natured, are you?
I don't get cold, but when I bed down at night, I get cold real quick.
Are you headed home? Where are you at?
I'm going to hang out up here at the deer camp tonight. And it's supposed to get really, really cold, so I'm going to fill this wood stove down here and see if I can get it rolling tonight. But I'm going to hang out up here tonight.
And I'm going in a hole, so I may lose you for a second. But that little stove that you got in there, I tell you what, that thing produces some heat.
Warm in there. I have to open the windows. It gets it's too much heat in that little space. I'll have to open the windows so I don't get too hot.
Is that a part for Patrick?
Pretty bad, Daniel. Something about Patrick.
In a hole. YKO4NUE. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Daniel.
And Miss Anna able to go to Patrick's on Friday?
Waiting for better weather.
And I didn't know if you were able to work on that or not.
Down pretty hard Saturday, and we need to get a few more supplies together before we can go up there and knock everything out.
Your stepdad was doing?
Yeah, as far as pacemaker goes, the doctor took his license from him, and he's not happy about that. And that's making all of us a little bit grumpy.
I know that in when and if that day ever comes for my dad, they'll pretty much be hell to pay.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I can't imagine. But I mean, that's just like I told him. I nothing I can do to change it. I can, I can take you where you want to go and help you that way. That's all I can do. And no sense making it hard on everybody. I mean, poor mom, she's catching it.
Yeah. Well, at least you offered, so I know you're trying to be a big win. But you are a big help to them, so I'm sure they definitely appreciate it. But I'm sure it's frustrating on all parts. But, yeah, I feel bad. You know, those guys started driving when they were 5, practically, and just trying to take their license away now is just difficult.
I told him that, too. You know, I hate it, but it's just, I don't think it's been since November, and he also has macular degeneracy, I don't know what it's called, but his vision's what got the license taken away, and he's losing his vision, losing his hearing. And I just had a pacemaker put in, too, and he's just, that's a lot, you know, and I get it. I really feel for him, I do.
All at once, and a lot of changes. I'm sure he wasn't liking the changes to begin with, but then you add no driving on top of the vision, the hearing, the pacemaker. I mean, it's just tough, so I couldn't believe my grandpa died practically until the day he died. He went in, he had a heart attack during a stress test, and he had drove himself to the hospital and for a stress test and had a heart attack or stroke, one of those, and it was about maybe 2 months later that he had passed away, but he was 86. He was gung-ho to make it to 88. He said that was the old, 87 was the oldest anybody in his family ever lived so far. So he was down in the tournament. But he actually told my dad, he's like, I plan on making it till I'm 120.
But I hate to word it this way. It's going to sound bad, but I'd hate to know I'd have to go through this till 120 years.
I'm totally with you. I told my wife, this is, you know, maybe 55, maybe 60. We'll see. But she always slaps me and tells me not to joke about that.
That sounds morbid, and it is actually, but, oh man, that's the truth, you know. I just, I'm not going to say I'm ready, or I want to go, let me word it that way. But 120 years, that's a long time.
Especially when you see the list of things my wife wants to do whenever, if I can retire. She wants to do all these things, and I'm like, babe, I don't know if I'll be here that long, knowing that I probably don't want to be here that long.
My wife, she likes to travel. Go, go, go. Constantly got to go. And I just, you know, I've done all the traveling I want to do. I've flown on all aircraft I want to fly on. I just don't have a desire to do that anymore. But she just, I want to go here, I want to go there. And it's just like, I just, hey, knock yourself out. I'm going to stay right here in the motel room and watch the History Channel or something, even if it's in French. You just go and do.
What the hell is saying that? She wants to go to the Grand Canyon, so I did tell her we were trying to do that. But I'm like, babe, we can watch the Grand Canyon on TV. We got better views than what we're going to be able to see.
And Daniel, you're in a bad spot. Listen, I need to get some wood in the stove. So I'm going to clear on out. I'll talk with you. I'll talk with you later. KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Hello, hear me. This is KI4DT Block, and yeah, I'm in a bad spot again. 7-3. Have a good night. Stay warm.